So let's review. The Mishnah continues to describe the process of the Seir HaMashtaleach. Zok the Mishnah. Mi'ikir Yushalayim hoi melav anoisoi ad sukkah harishayna. The Jewish leaders would accompany the messenger of the Seir HaMashtaleach until the first rest stop. Esa sukkahs mi'ushalayim bad suk. 10 sukkahs were set up along the way from Yushalayim to the mountain, where people would stay from before Yom Kippur so that they could accompany the messenger from one stop to the other. Tishim ris, shiva u'mechtze l'chol mil. These 10 sukkahs were set up over a distance of 90 ris, which at 7.5 ris per mil translates to 12 mil. I'll call sukkah v'sukkah oimrim loy, hari mazon, very maim. At each rest stop, food and drink were offered to the messenger. The Gemara says, ma'olam loy hotzuch adam l'kach, elo she'en adoim ha'mishri yesh lipas basaloy, l'misha en lipas basaloy. The food was never needed. It was offered because it's easier to fast if one knows that he has food available. He would be escorted from one sukkah to the next, except after the last sukkah, from which he would not be escorted all the way to the cliff. They would escort him only halfway, and from afar observe that he did everything properly. The Gemara cites a brisa of several opinions as to how far the mountain was from Yerushalayim. The first of which is that of our Mishnah. Tarabon, Eser sukkahs v'shnayim asar milin hayu divrei meir. There were 10 sukkahs over a distance of 12 mil. Rashi explains that they were spaced apart as follows. 1 mil from Yerushalayim to the first sukkah, and 1 mil between each sukkah, and the next for a total of 10 mil, leaving 2 mil from the last sukkah to the sukkah. Since a mil is 2,000 amos, which is the Tchum Shabbos, they could accompany him from one stop to the other, but not from the last sukkah to the tzuk because it was 2 mil. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tesha sukkahs v'asar milin. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there were 9 sukkahs over a total distance of 10 mil, equally spaced at 1 mil each. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the representatives at the last sukkah were able to accompany the messenger to the mountain. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chamesh sukkahs v'asar milin hayu v'kulin al yedei Erev. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there were 5 sukkahs along the 10 mil route, and that each group would prepare an eruv tchumen before Yom Kippur, so that they could accompany the messenger an extra 2,000 amos to the next rest stop. The Gemara proceeds to explain the custom of the lashon shel zahiris, the strip of red wool. Tarabon, b'rishayna hayikoshin lashon shel zahiris al pesach ha'ulam mibachutz. Originally, they would tie the lashon shel zahiris to the outside of the pesach ha'ulam, whereas the Gemara later brings from the next Mishnah, v'kimet she'egiya sor l'midbar ha'yemalbin v'yadu she'nasim mitzvasei she'nemar emiyichato eichem kashonim kashel galbinu. Once the sor was thrown down the cliff, the strip would become white. Hilbin ha'yismeichin lo hilbin ha'yatzevinu misbayishin. When it became white, they were of course very happy. However, when it did not become white, they were very sad. Therefore, hiskinu she'yikoshin ha'yisal pesachulam mibafnim. They would tie the Lashon Shel Zahiris on the inside of the Pesach Ulam. V'adayin hoi mitzitzin v'rayin. They would still peek inside. Hilbin hoi yismechin lo hilbin hoi yatzevin. Therefore, a while later, they instituted the minig, as described in the Mishnah, that they would tie half the strip to the rock and half to the horns of the Tsar, where only the Ish Iti would see it. The Mishnah continues. V'dach v'la'achayriv, he would push it off the cliff backwards and it would tumble down. Before it was halfway down the mountain, it would be torn into limbs. The Gemara Force cites a machlekes Rav Shmuel whether the Ivarm are asa bahana or mut bahana, and Rav concludes that they are mut bahana because lo amr Torah shalech litakala. The Torah would not tell us to do something that would cause a situation where someone might find them and unwittingly benefit from something that's asa bahana. The Gemara now darshens the following pasuk, which gives an overview of the mitzvahs of the Torah. Es mishpatai tasu v'eschukai say tishmeru l'leches b'hem ani Hashem l'keichem. Torah ban. Es mishpatai tasu dvarim she'il mali l'nechtevu dinu she'ichtevu. These include laws and prohibitions which, even if the Torah had not forbidden them, would have been instituted logically. For example, avod zara, gila raya, shvichas damim, gezel, or birchas Hashem. V'schukai say tishmeru, dvarim she'asat meishav alein, ve'elu hein, achilas chazer, b'levish ha'shatnez, v'chalitzas yevamma, v'taharas mitzayra, b'seir mashtaleach. These include laws and prohibitions that we do not understand, and the Sutton challenges us, claiming that they're not logical. but arbitrary. Examples are the prohibition of eating chazer or wearing shatnez, or the law of Sar Mishtalech, and so on. About these and other similar laws, Hashem says, Ani Hashem, chekaktiv ve'en lecha rishos laharbem. I, Hashem, have commanded and enacted these laws, and you may not ponder or question them. The Mishnah completes the description of the Sar Mishtalech process. Bo v'yoshav le'tacha sukkah achreina achatechshach. The Ish Iti returns to the last sukkah and stays there until nightfall, until after Yom Kippur. The Mishnah concludes, Umei emisai mitame begodim. The Torah teaches that the messenger who accompanies the Sar Mishtalech is mitame begodim. His clothes become tame. The Pasuk says, V'mashaleach es asar la'azazel b'chibes begodim. There are several opinions as to when exactly his clothing become tame. Behuden the Tanakam of our Mishnah hold, as soon as he leaves the walls of Yerushalayim, his clothes become tame. Rabbi Yosi, not mentioned in the Mishnah but in the Braisa, holds at Shagil Atzik when he arrives at the cliff. Shimon Aimer, Mishas Tchiyase Atzik when the goat is pushed over the cliff. All agree, however, that only the messenger's clothing become tame, and not the clothing of those who accompany the messenger along the way. Zok the Mishnah. After sending off the Sar Mishtaleach while it was being taken to the mountain, Bolei Eitzel Par V'Sar HaNesrafin, Kuran V'Hitzias Amurein. The Kohen Gadol comes back to his Par and the Sar Lashem, cuts it open, and removes the inner fats. Nasnim B'Mekas, V'Hekitirin Agabi HaMizbeach. He puts the Amurim into a bowl to be sacrificed later. Kalon B'Makloiz, V'Hitzin L'Beis HaSreifa. The Par V'Sar were carried out of the Beis HaMikdash on two poles, with the Par and the Sar intertwined with each other and the poles, and taken outside of Yerushalayim to be burned at a designated place called Beis HaSreifa, where other Chatois HaPanimis were burned. The Gemara points out that they were taken out whole and only cut up at the Beis HaSreifa before being burned. Also, L'hoyu menatcha nituach b'sar oilo, elo oir al gabe basa. Unlike carbon oilo, which was first skinned and then cut up, the Par and the Sar were alidei nituach v'loy lehefshin. They were not skinned, but cut up, or al gabi basar, with the skin on the meat, and thus burnt.